Okay, so yesterday we were talking about charufasi. So a couple of things I just wanted to finish up. Not really finish up, just to... I guess I missed. Let's put it that way. I missed it yesterday. We were describing the Shitas HaRambam by charufasi. Like we said, the maskan of the Gemara over here, Harei HaCharufasi, is that in Yehuda, if you say Harei HaCharufasi, that works. But outside of Yehuda, it doesn't work. And yet the Rambam writes that Harei HaCharufasi, Mukadashas. So we said the whole pshat. What's the pshat? That you have to understand what the difference is between the Avamin and the Maskana of our Gemara. That it's a machlokas. What Shivcha Charufa means, Isha Necharefes L'ish, does it mean that she's Miuchedes? It doesn't mean that she's actually Mikudeshes. The Maskana of the Gemara is assuming that the word means Miuchedes, but the Rambam is like Rabbi Akiva, that it really means Mikudeshes. So if the word really means Mikudeshes, then she's Mikudeshes wherever. It's not only limited to Yehuda. That whole Vart, it's not just Stam Shtikl Torah. If you look in the Ran, and that the Ran, I didn't put this in the modern Makovitz, just to clean this up from yesterday. I didn't mention it was a Ran, I don't think. The Ran, that Bezam et al, Bedape Arif, about, let's say, 20 lines before the end of the page, the last one line is Venira. He says, Venira Shalaficha Kosav HaRambam Zal. It's funny, I don't know why the Ran always does that. We call him the Rambam Zal, maybe. He calls him Haram Bamzal. The Ra, right, the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Paragim Luchsishas. The Omar Reh Charufasi Arezu Mekudeshes. Stam. He just says she's Mekudeshes. That's it. Umashmo, but called Mokal. It sounds like anywhere she'd be Mekudeshes, not just in Yehuda. Why? Yishum de Kaimelim Krabi Akiva, Vechetzi Shivcha, Vechetzi Baschor, Nakasa Medaber. Because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, that what's a Shivcha Harufa? Our girl is a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Baschorin. Necheref Eslish means has Kiddushin. Oh, so the word in the Torah means Kiddushin, so then it means Kiddushin everywhere. Vera'isi Shehikshu Alav. He says, I've seen that people ask on this. Heich Efshar, Ditfei Adif Lashem Harufa. Sheperushim you edes, Mishum de Ise Bechatia Baschorin, may Oma Ivria, de Sheikhi Bakidushin Gemurin, Uksiv Balashim Yiud. He says, I don't understand. Why is Charufasi a better Lashon than Miyuadi? Yiud is what you do with an Oma Ivria, that you designate her for Kiddushin to you or to your son. So it's a full marriage, not a half marriage, full marriage. So why is Charufasi better? And we raise the question, what about miyuedes? Does that work? So people ask that kasha, why is charufasi better than miyuedes? Adrabah, miyuedes is the woman's mom is a Jew. Vahalo kashali midi. He says, it doesn't bother me. Because the taich of the word yiyu does not mean marriage. He says, to loshun yiyu dechsiv ba'am yivriya loshun mushalhu. Yiyud is a word that's used all over the Torah, all over the place, all over Tanakh, and it doesn't mean marriage. It means designated for. So it doesn't always mean marriage. Aval charufasi gabe ishus chetzi shivcha v'chetzi baschor in efshar shemiyuchad be. But charufasi is a dinishus. Charufasi is a word that means ishus. And that's why charufasi is more pashut. So that kasha doesn't bother me, says the Rad. Elamiyuwa kashali, but he says, I am bothered by the following kasha. Kivan deba'ihi begemara. Charufasi ma'uvlov shita shete mukadashas gemura elabi Yehuda. Since the Gemara asks this as a shayla, what's the din of charufasi? And the Gemara says that it's only in Yehuda that she'd be mukadashas. Granted, in the Hava Amina of the Gemara, we thought that Mekudeshes means that Charufasi means Mekudeshes, because we thought Charufasi means Chetzi Shivcha Chetzi Baschor like Rabbi Akiva. Kivan de lo salik hachi, but since in the Maskana of the Gemara we don't say that way, v'idchilei, and we reject it in the end of the Gemara. Why is it that the Rambam paskins that way? I mean, why is the Rambam paskins Rabbi Akiva, not like Rabbi Shmuel? Our Gemara, what did all the Rishonim say? Rashi, Tosfos, they all say that in the Hava Amina we thought like Rabbi Akiva. The Maskana, the answer to the Gemara, we thought like Rabbi Shmuel. That's why it only works in Yehuda. So you say, oh, the Rambam doesn't pass like the Maskana of the Gemara because he paskins like Rabbi Akiva. Why does he paskins like Rabbi Akiva? you should pass on like Rabbi Shmuel. That's the maskana of the Gemara. At least be choshesh. V'lo nechel shekidush sheni. At least not enough to be choshesh for someone else's kiddushin. Tavadi lo nehira. U'mishum hachi mashma charufasi nami safik mukdash tavya. Says, therefore, I think charufasi should at least be a safik kiddushin. You're not going to say that it's not a kiddushin. But he says, I'm uncomfortable saying it's yes a kiddushin. So we should paskin that it's a safik kiddushin. That's what the Rambam passing. Can you just pass me the Torah that's behind you? Meaning, he wants to be choshesh for shittas Rabbi Kiva. Fine. So to say that maybe it's a lashon kiddushin to require a get. The Torah in Ibn Ezra, Simcha Chav Zayin, it's where all these halachos are. The Torah writes, yeah, at the very beginning of Simcha Chav Zayin, the Torah writes, the Kesef Ketzad, he goes, so how you makadish Yisha with Kesef? You give her a Shavar Pruta or a Pruta, and you say, Arei Mukdeshesli, Arei Mukdeshesli, Arei Mukdeshesli, Kol Lashon Shemashmu Uso Lashon Kiddushin, Vaday Ba Uso Makom, as long as it has a mashmos of kiddushin in that place that you are. In that place that you are. So what's he saying? Like the Gemara's Maskana, that if in Yehuda they call Charufasi and Isha, so then in Yehuda it's a valid lashon of kiddushin. So Beis Yosef points out, this comes from kiddushin Vav Amud Aleph, Charufasi, the Kasav HaRash, then he quotes the Rash. V'chein b'chola l'shona sh'leris and sh'b'kol makom makom. It's lavdavka charufasi, any language of kiddushin in whatever place where they call that a kiddushin. V'chein kasav ram perikimul halachas v'yesh l'ish l'kadish yisha b'chol l'shon sh'yim akeres bo v'yamash ma'advar b'osa l'shon sh'kana. As long as she recognizes, he recognizes, good. As long as they know what they're talking about. That would be a good kiddushin. We had a discussion yesterday. Is that necessarily always true? Does it have to be just that they know what they're talking about? They know what each other is talking about? Or maybe you need more than that. Maybe it has to be a substantial number of people refer to it that way. So, yeah, I know, she knows, we have a code language, you know, that we're able to communicate with each other. No, maybe it needs to be. But he says, majority of Rishonim say, as long as they know what each other's talking about, that's fine. But when it comes to Charufasi, the Rambam says Mukadesh Astam, and he quotes our Rad. Fine. What makes something a language? Meaning, how much do we assume that if any language is okay, so any words, as long as they know what they're talking about, would be okay? So there's an interesting comment. Here, Alacha, in Hilchas Kriyashma. Here, Alacha, in Hilchas Kriyashma, Simon Samach Beis. There's a sugya in Megillah, I believe. It talks about what has to be said B'Lashon HaKodesh and what can be said B'Kal Lashon. Can you say Megillah in other languages? Can you say, in translation, can you say Kriyashma in translation? So in Simon Samach Beis, Shulchan Aruch writes, Afal pisha mitzvah ledaktik posiyoseha, even though there's a mitzvah to pronounce Kriya Shema carefully and properly, kara avalo diktik ben yatsa, if you read it and you basically got the right words, still yotze, yachal lekrosa b'kol lashon, and you could say it in any language that you want. Kriya Shema is okay in any language that you want. You just have to be careful that it's an accurate translation. But technically, it's kosher in any language. Zakt the Bir Alacha. Ayin Mishum Bura B'Meshakasav Hu Adin B'Tfilo B'Chsamazon V'Kiddush. He says, look what I wrote in Mishum Bura, where he says that it could be B'Chalashon, but you have to understand that language. And, you know, Tfilah and benching and Kiddush and B'Chsam Mitzvos and Birchsanenin and Hallel and all of these things. You could say it in English. Whatever language you want. All that's mitzvah adin, he says, but mitzvah min hamuvchar is dafka b'lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh is always better. Okay, nowadays we should be very careful to dafka say in Lashon HaKodesh because we're not so confident that we have the proper translations. What you'd expect. We'd expect the halacha. Then, of course, you're going to say it in Hebrew. You should learn how to read Hebrew and say it in Hebrew. Okay. Says the Bir Halacha, V'ne'av Shem, I'm going to write a Kassel B'Shem Tosas, Dibu Kishu Shubir Chsa Mitzvahs. V'halal Yotzi Afilu Enim Evin Halashon. Even though all the Rishonim say that in all of these, that you're allowed to say, even if you don't, you're allowed to do all these mitzvahs, even if you don't understand the language, Kfar Pasko Achronim V'chrichu Bekam Rayos Dein Yotzi. That you're not Yotze. We assume that if you're reading it in French and you don't speak French, you're not Yotze. Umasha kasa mishabur de blashon hakodesh afilu enu meivin alashon yatsa. Why should lashon hakodesh be any different? Lashon hakodesh, you don't understand it. You are Yotze. I am prim gadol shen stopik b'zeh. Prim gadol is not sure. Can you imagine? Not sure. If you say it in Hebrew and you don't know what the words mean. What percentage of American Jewry is being Yotzi Kriyashma for Machmir Neshel? Is being Yotzi Tfila? Orthodox Jewry. Is being Yotzi Tfila? Yeah, having Kavana, they know, standing in front of Hashem, they know Hashem means Hashem. You know the basic idea of the Bracha? I can't translate all those words. Tzemach David, what's Tzemach? You know what David is? Says it could be not Yotze. Umei hatema shehel main of midivrei alvushim kufzadi gimel shakasa behed yosham tamivarich Yotze afam mainu mevin alashon. Says but the vush says you are Yotze even if you don't understand the language. It's not even a shayla. And that's what Rabbi Elazar Landau okay, writes the same. Umasha kasafti od b'mishnah brura dezei no matzui mishum delani is daiti near the belavachi bevadi lo Yotze b'kriyashma. He says, even if you're going to say that when it comes to every other language, you need to understand the language, and by Lashon HaKodesh you don't need to understand the language. And he says, very important svara. Why? What's the difference? He says, because if you're speaking words of French, but you don't speak French, you're speaking gibberish. It's like saying blah, 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 blah. It doesn't mean anything. But if you're speaking words of Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, without understanding Lashon HaKodesh, you can't take away the meaning of Lashon HaKodesh. Any other language, what he's saying is convention. It's not really language. It's that everybody agrees that, you know, I'll call this a table, so that's a table. I'll call this a chair, so that's a chair. But it's not that inherently the word table means this. Inherently the word chair means this. That's not, no. It's convention. We agree that that's what we're going to call it. So if I don't know what it means, then it's nothing. Then it's no longer a convention for me. But Lashon HaKodesh has inherent meaning. It's the only true language. But he says, but the truth is, you need Kavana for Kriya Shema. So I don't know what Kavana means if you don't know what you're saying. As the Bir Halacha is pointing out, that ain't a chinami. You can't take away the meaning of language, but if you don't know what you're saying, then it's not kavana. Al kem kasafti zayin matzvi. So he says, so that's why it's not matzvi. V'da'od de nearly v'pshitos to'osun dvarma ne'mar b'kaloshon hu dafka im anshem osu medina medavrin kach. He says another step. Not only do you need to understand the language, let's say you grew up in France, but now you live in New York, and you want to say Kriya Shema in French. This is no good. You have your little French club that you get together with and you go out to French restaurants and order in French. And the waiter's like, what? That's not called the language at all in New York. Because people don't speak that language here. Lashon HaKodesh is inherently a language. Every other language is just, it's convention. Everyone agrees that this word will mean that. Oh, but if you're not in a Medina where that's what everyone agrees, then it's not a Lashon anymore. V'raya l'dvaray kiddushin vavam et aleph. Ha'omer charufasi b'Yehuda mekudashas. If you say charufasi, it works in Yehuda. What if you say charufasi somewhere else? It doesn't work. But I know, she knows, we both know what I'm talking about. Shekin b'Yehuda kar l'arus charufav b'shari mekamal senim mekudashas. Af sheshneim kibnu l'shem kiddushin v'kiddushin mekal lashon. Afal b'kein kibn deim lashon zel lashon kiddushin basum makom havikilin lashon kesef v'lamer klal. Since in the place where you are, charufasi doesn't mean kiddushin, even though you know you mean kiddushin. She knows you mean kiddushin. It doesn't work. Because in that place, it's not a language. It's like giving her money without a lashon kiddushin. Tein mekadeshes. V'chein kasav arash, v'shulchan aruch, t'minu sheyomer lashon kiddushin ba'usom makom. You have to say a lashon of charufa ba'usom makom. Except the Rambam says becharufasi it's kiddushin everywhere. Why does the Rambam say it's kiddushin everywhere? Because the Rambam says that's what the word means in Lashon HaKodesh. That's the way the Rambam explained the Rambam. That the word charufasi in Lashon HaKodesh means kiddushin. Oh, in Lashon HaKodesh doesn't matter where you are. But the Shulchan Aruch's not going to pass in that way. The Rishonim aren't going to pass in that way. They're going to say if you use the word charufasi, it's got to be an evidence. Tell we share a base marriage with Rabbi Willig when the Horton Svarim not on the shelves. Good. Means he's using them and his shear's using them. But if you can use a language, it's not a lashon of kiddushin in this place, then it doesn't work. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein b'chal lashon shemashmu uso lashon kiddushin vaday b'oso makom. It has to be a lashon kiddushin in the place where you are, and on top of that, l'vad shi tavin shu kiddushin. On top of that, she also needs to understand that it's kiddushin. It's not good enough that they both understand what they're talking about, because it's gibberish unless it's the accepted lashon. The only reason the Rambam says differently is because he thinks charufasi is also a kodesh, means kiddushin. He says, "Ukein ze motzasi kosev gam kein beritva al ha'alfas shel nedarim resh parakama." I found this in the ritva in the beginning of nedarim. Debekal lashon ayin lashon shemedabrim v'asam makom. Lashon means the language spoken in that place. Can you argue differently? What's the svar to say otherwise? And one could have argued, well, Rebbe Shlom created Shivam Lashon. There's 70 languages, so as long as you're using one of the 70, that's a language. Okay, Lashon HaKodesh, Mitzari Vosio, Shenivu Bo Shemayim Va'aretz, I don't know, Lashon HaKodesh, so many levels of meaning, and the names of the letters, and the shapes of the letters, and everything. You know, with the crowns on the letters. Okay, Lashon HaKodesh Ein Chinami has thousands and millions of layers of depth to it. But one could have argued there are Shivam Lashon that are all called a language. Meaning, do you think for a moment, if you're flipping the channels on your television and you come across a foreign channel, you know, Spanish soap opera. So children laugh when they hear foreign language. I have a son, one of my sons. Every time he hears Yiddish, he thinks it's the funniest thing in the world. He just cracks up. Why? Because he just hears gibberish. Ein, zwei, drei, you know, he doesn't, I don't know, what does it mean? He just hears gibberish. But we know, do we hear gibberish? We know it's not gibberish. We know that there are patterns and there's, you know, and certainly those people seem to be saying something and mean something. It's very different than if you see an insane person, a deranged person, who seems very serious as he's saying, blah, 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 blah. No, we know that he's not saying anything. He's not saying anything that means anything. So the Bir Halacha is siding with the Ritva, and thinks he has a riot from our Gemara, that the definition of Lashon is only Lashon HaKodesh. Everything else is just convention, whatever people agree on. And if you have a secret code between you and your friend, okay, so that's convention. But he says it has to be a convention that everyone agrees on Ba'osamakam, in that place, because Lashon doesn't... because since it's not a real language, it doesn't mean anything outside of the club of people who understand it. So the club of people who speak it is defined by your city, by your surroundings. This is the Ritva. The Ritva, what's the context of the Ritva? It's about Kinuyei Nedarim. What are Kinuyei Nedarim? Kinuyim are nicknames. Like they're not the actual shemos of Nedarim. Derech Klal, someone says, you know, what's a real Lashon Neder? The Ran writes at the beginning of Nedarim. A real Lashon Neder is say, Harezek Karban. Harezek like a Karban. This is a lie. This is on me. Like a, to me, it should be treated like a karma. But someone says, "Konam alai kikar zeh." So he never said the word karban. Konam alai kikar zeh. It's also a lashon neder. So Ran writes, Chazal didn't want us to be mostly shem shemayim levatala. So it's like a siag, you know, that we have these languages so that you shouldn't have to say karban lashem, or even have to say karban because the following of the word after karban is usually lashem. So we don't want you to have to say Lashem. So the Ritva says by Kinuyim also, and also by Shar Lashonos, it's all the same. There's a Machlokas in the Darim Davyud. Rabbi Yochanan says Kinuyim are Lashon Umos, and whatever is said about Kinuyim, he would say about other languages as well. It's all the same. Kinuyim, Shar Lashonos, and V'im Ba'oso Makam Belvad Nader Anishma B'Shemos Elu. The Ritva says, like the Bir Halacha quoted in Hilchos Kriya Shema, that if in that place they speak that language, so that's a Neder Min HaTorah, Shvur Gemurah Min HaTorah. So the Ritva is Mechadish, that the whole idea of Kinui and the whole idea of Shar Lashonos is only if that's the Lashon HaMadubar Bosamakal. It's the Lashon that they speak in that place, and that's what the Bir Halacha said to Gabi Kriya Shema. The Rambam, in the first paragraph of Hilchos Nedarim Melachat HaZayin, writes, Ba'os HaMakom Ba'os HaZman works. So it sounds like, you know, you read the Rambam fast. Oh, that's exactly what the Ritva said. Ba'os HaMakom Ba'os HaZman. You have the Rambam? Thanks. I don't know what I'd do without you. Certainly wouldn't be prepared for Shir. Yesh mekamos shan shem alagim umafsidim es halashon umechalin al davar b'davar echa holchon shem achrakinon. So you sort of brush over that. I don't know what alagim means. Okay, so I'll skip. Ketzad kol kinui karbon karbon homer harei alay konam kona kona konas harei lekinui lekarbon cherek cherev cherev cherek harei lekinui lecherem v'chein kol keyotz b'zeh holchon achar lashon klal ha'am ba'os ha'mako ba'os ha'zman. Oh, the Rambam's a Ritva Jew. The Rambam saying like the Ritva, Osa Makom Osa Zman. But the trick is with the Rambam, you got to read it carefully. And the line before that, if you know what those words mean, he's saying the exact opposite of the Ritva. He's not saying the same thing as the Ritva. Why? What's the Rambam saying? Al Makomos Sha'anshem Alagim Umafsidim Esalashon. What does that mean? What he's saying is, it's not the language spoken in that place, it's slang. It's you go to, I don't know, certain neighborhoods where they have a way of talking. And they have their own slang. And you don't really, if you speak the Queen's English, you're not speaking what they're speaking. You don't know what they're talking about. That's what the Ram's talking about. So that's what the Ram says. Yeah, if you say, I don't know, give me an example. I remember I was walking once in Providence, Rhode Island. I was staying in a hotel and I was walking 3 miles to shul. Because I told my wife, find me a hotel within walking distance of a shul, we can go away for Shabbos. And she found Providence, Rhode Island. And there's a frum community there. But the hotel we were staying at was outside of the area. It was 9,500 degrees outside. And I was wearing my suit or whatever, walking to shul. And there were some rough neighborhoods in between the hotel and the shul. It was 95 degrees and there I was in a suit and a tie and a guy riding his bike unsteadily on a highway at like 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning rides past me and he goes, "You looking smooth, son." So now he's not my father, so I'm not his son. So the word son doesn't mean what the word son means just a mile away. The word sun would mean something else, a mile away. Smooth is not even a word, a mile away. So it's a slang. It's mukubal ba'osamakam, as that slang. That's what the Rambam is talking about. But lishonos that are actually lishonos, that are not a corruption of the language, the Rambam would say, that's language. So you could be in New York, speaking French, you would decide to be the most romantic guy in the world, so you're going to say Areyam Kadeshusli in French to your wife. So the language of love, the Rambam would say, Shain Kazante, no problem. The Ritva would say, no. Language is just convention. It's not convention in New York to speak French. It's not going to work. So that's the machlokas, Rambam and the Ritva. If kinuyim have the same din as shar lashonos, lashon hakodesh, no one debates. That's a lashon from a kodesh baruch hu. Shar lashonos could be that it's not a lashon. It's just spoken about. Person baskamas bnei adam. So that's why all the mitzvahs could be yotzei b'lashon hakodesh, kiddush and avdala and davening, kriyas shema, all of them, and you don't even need to understand it. The Bir Halacha questions, if you don't understand it, I don't really get how you're having kavana, but let's say it's possible. But by other lashonos, kriyas megillah. So the Ritva would say, that's why kinuyim are like shar lashonos. People use it b'askamas b'nei adam. The Rambam would say, no, al pi halacha, the Torah is nitan b'shivim lashon. All of them have a din lashon. A kinuy is a bitoy sfasayim, it's not called a lashon. A kinuy is stam, is a nickname, it's not called a lashon. A kinuy is different than a lashon. Now the Gemara in the Darm Daf Gimel brings psukim to teach us that kinuy nazirus is kinazirus and yados nazirus are kinazirus. Pazil nazir lazir. So we're married by yados and kinuyim, nazir lazir. So the Ran quotes a girsa, another girsa, that it's marbe yados, but it's not marbe kinuyim. Nazil azir doesn't teach us kinuyim, it only teaches us yados. So what the Ran is telling us is that you need a pasuk to be marbe yados. But you don't need a pasuk to tell me kinuyim. Why? Because you can take an eder in whatever language you want. So kinuy is just like other languages. That's the Ran going l'shitas haritva. Kinuy language is all the same thing. The Yerushalmi in the beginning of the Dharm is Mefurish not that way. Yerushalmi quotes a pasuk, L'rabos kinuyim. Ish ki yidor neder, matam alomar neder, mikan shekinuy nedarim kinedarim. Oi shava shavua, mikan shekinuy shavuos kishavuos. Tam alomar yachrim, kinuy charam kacharamim. Nazil azir, mikan shekinuy nazirus kinazirus. So it's Mefurish in the Yerushalmi. Kinuy is a gzeres hakasuk. And there's a gzeres hakasuv separate for nedarim, for charamim, for shavuos, for nazirim. So as Shmuel Rozovsky points out in his shiurim, that you see that the Yerushalmi holds that kinuy is not just language. If it were just language, you wouldn't need a riboy in the pasuk to tell me kinuy. It's more than just, it's not stam language. It's a corruption of language. That's Shitas HaRambam. That kinuyim are corruption of language. So the Rambam only mentions Oso Makom Oso Zman Bishvus in Adarim, not in Hilchus Kriyashma. Because in Hilchus Kriyashma there's no part of Oso Makom Oso Zman, because Kinuyim don't work for Kriyashma. For Kriyashma you need language. The Rambam broadens the definition of language to include Shivim Lashon. So on that level he's more Makel, so to speak. The language means all the languages. But he says, once you broaden the definition of language, only language works for Kriya Shema, for all these other things, and for anywhere that's not Nedarim and Shavuos. Kinuyim, which are corruptions of language, aren't going to work, except for Nedarim and Shavuos, Boso Makom, Boso Zman. Even the Ritva, even the Ritva says Kinuy is the same as language. It could be that that's only in Nedarim and Shavuos that he says that. That if a kinuy would work for Ndarman and Shavua, that's not an Indian of Lashon, that's Haskamas Bnei Adam. It could be that by Kriya Shema, kinuy would not work, even though Shar Lashonos do work. It could be that the Ritva has three grades also, that there are three degradations. Okay. Could be that the Ritva is not 100% consistent with it. But at the very least, what you see is that the Yerushalmi is like the Rambam L'chora, and the Ran would be like the Ritva. And it's all a debate about what's language. How do you define what language really is? And that's that important Bir Halacha in Simon Samach Beis Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Okay, we'll stop there. Hashem, next week we're going to get into Asukin Bosu Inyan, and we got to learn it first to learn up the sugya well with the Rishonim, but then also Halacha L'maisa. So I got Shiloh about this once. What's called a Asukin Bosu Inyan? Is a guy wearing a tuxedo and a woman in a white dress and 400 invited guests being there enough to be a Asukin Bosu Inyan? Is Kriyas HaKesubah enough to be called a Asukin Bosu Inyan? Or do you actually need to have a conversation between Chassan and Kala about a marriage right then? Chassan forgets to say Li. That was the shaila I got. The source called me from a Chasna. Chassan said Areyat Mukadeshes. Didn't say Li. Hashem next week.